From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. The patter of rain, fingers of wind comb the canopy of tender leaves. These are exotic sounds of the new tree canopy in late May. New Hampshire forests are adapted to withstand rigors of wind and weather. Leaf structures reflect inner tree plumbing we rarely consider. Tubes of water-moving xylem are coiled like springs that stretch and recoil to some degree without breaking the tension of water in these drinking straws. Stem fibers of differing lengths break at different stress points. Leaves raise water from roots to canopy. Water rises via plumbing connecting trunks, branches, and limbs to fine twigs and the newly arrayed leaves, which act as leaky spigots into the air. Microscopic stomate pores function as tiny vents releasing water vapor. This process, called transpiration, creates the tug of hydraulic tension. Xylem cells of large trees can lift hundreds of gallons of water each day via capillary action and the draw of leaf stomates. When spring rains saturate the forest soil, tree stems recycle it upwards and back out to the atmosphere. Trees don't pump water. They leak from leaves along an air-powered hydraulic gradient. Leaf geometry, size, shape, and configuration conspire with wind to move water upwards. Small leaves of aptly named trembling aspen feature tiny keels which catch wind and increase moisture spilling from leaves to fuel their rapid growth. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.